People go, you're on TV or movies. Is it easy to act? Yes. I mean, yes. It's not hard. I mean, obviously people can do it. It's not like other things. This might be the easiest because you always hear about people doing it and doing well. I mean, the Oscars, this is the hardest thing you can do in acting. The best of the best award of all actors, right? Gabrielle Sivide, winner she is, she was in Precious. Never done a movie. Up for an Oscar. Last year, Beast of the Southern Wild, 5-year-old girl, first movie, up for an Oscar. Jennifer Hudson, American Idol, gets 8th place on American Idol. She can't win in the field she has trained her whole life for, singing. Waltzes over to acting, wins an Oscar, her first try. It's like me, hey, I want to play the NBA. Oh, you can't do that. That doesn't look that hard. I'm the MVP the first year. You're better than LeBron, I guess. They just put in the hoop. It didn't seem hard, yeah.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ending. Well, before you walk out of my life, especially
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here. Hometown Radio over Frasta's Civic Media Station. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I know it doesn't look it now. Becoming sunny with a high near 43. Clear tonight, lows 34. Cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Excuse me, tomorrow with a high near 54. Showers and thunderstorms possible over the weekend as well. Right now it's cloudy and 39 degrees. Silly me. I wore a spring coat to work this morning. It was beautiful when I left here yesterday. And I figured, well, another nice morning. I get out there, the birds are singing. The little knees are shaking because it's so cold outside. Speaking about the little birds and animals, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. And good morning, Beth. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Don. How are you today?
I'm fine. You know, before we even start, I know you guys don't do aquariums and stuff, but I watched World News with David Muir yesterday, and they were doing a promo at the end, one of their stories for Nat Geo, the National Geographic Channel. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a whole special on octopus. Now, he said octopuses. A lot of people say octopi. He said octopuses on the thing.
Octopuses is the correct plural pronunciation.
So where'd they come up with octopi? Come on.
Who knows?
Anyway, so, but they spent 2 months at the bottom with these octopuses, and they became friends with them. Yeah. And at one point, the diver goes down, she puts out her hand, and the octopus puts her tentacle, in her hand.
Oh.
And every time they go down, the octopus runs up to her and puts her tentacle in her hand, and they got to know each other. So when she goes
super
down,
cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, they're amazing animals.
You know, we think about, and they're very smart too, because mm-hmm. what they do is they find some kind of covering, like an old, you know, coconut shell or somebody, and they cover themselves up down there. They get into a little ball and they cover them. Keep from the sharks.
Yep.
But I started getting teary-eyed when she put out her tentacle, like, here, shake my hand, I'm your friend. You don't think of fish being, you know, intelligent, but is an octopus a fish or an animal? I don't know.
It's not a fish.
It's not a fish, okay.
No.
We think everything in the water is a fish, but it's not. Even whales are mammals. They're not fish.
That is correct.
Even
that
the Bible correct. Was wrong when they said Jonah was swallowed by a great fish. He wasn't. He was swallowed by a great mammal. they don't tell you that, though. Okay, how are the animals, first of all? Are they in good shape? I know it's cold.
Yeah, it's chilly today. They've been, you know, this weather has been just so up and down. So every animal that has outside space, it gets regulated depending upon the temperature on whether they can go out or not. So today will be a little bit tough just because it's only supposed to be a high of, what, 40, 42 degrees today? Like that.
43, so, yeah, 43.
But, you know, it's supposed to bounce back tomorrow and Friday, and we'll be in the 50s, could be 60s, you know, and 70 again, I think, on Monday or something. So it's just one of those, we're at that, you know, just like you talked about on the thing. What jacket do you wear? You know, you wore your spring coat. You know, right now these guys are, we're itching to get everybody out as quickly as possible, but we've got to make sure that they are in the right temperature range. So
now, do some of these animals, like giraffes, they're used to an African climate, I would imagine. When you bring them into the freezing cold, can they adapt? Obviously, they do adapt to that. I mean, but isn't that strange for them to feel the cold? Because they weren't built for cold weather.
Not necessarily. I mean, every animal adjusts, just like people adjust to their surroundings. Animals do the same. Ours have been here for a really long time, so they know that it's going to get a little chilly, but their back of house is nice and warm and toasty for the temperatures that they need to be at. And we're not going to bring them out today because it's going to be too cold for them. So, you know, all their back of house spaces and their bedrooms are all regulated for the temperatures that they need to be at.
Their bedrooms.
Yeah.
So. I like the way you say their bedrooms. That's so cute. You know, I heard, and I could hear whisperings of animals, if they were thinking of unionizing, if you were going to put them outside, they were going to form a union and go on strike if you were going to make them go outside in this cold weather. But, okay, you avoided that.
We did.
No strike. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, by the way, if you have a question for Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, anything that goes on in the zoo ground, she's aware of, 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445. Text me and I'll read the question to her. Okay, so you've got some big doings out there. There's always something happening, as Paul Simon said, always something happening at the zoo.
Right.
All in for the animals. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that's our spring fundraiser. We do two a year. All in for the animals is our spring one. We're actually doing it for the entire month of April, so there is just like a week from today, I believe, or a week from yesterday is the end of the month. So we raise necessary funds for our animal care department because they're the ones providing all the, you know, specialized care. We have over 300 individual animals and 75 different species here currently. So it takes, you know, we are accredited by AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums, so we adhere to the highest standards of animal care, and we're a nonprofit. So our food prices are going up just like everyone's food prices are going up in the grocery store. Our vet care is going up just like vet care for your animals, which would be their health care, which, of course, we know is up. So we've got to raise money all the time, and we do that with fundraisers like this, and we do it with events. And, of course, the gate and the gift shop and our food and everything. So everything that we do, we reinvest right back in ourselves. So and for our spring one this year, we were so incredibly fortunate. Rood Family Foundation has stepped up with matching dollars, as has Educators Credit Union, all both amazing community supporters here. So every dollar, whether it's a dollar or $100 or $1,000, all stays right here at the Racine Zoo.
You know, I give to, I just do it. I give to about 30 different animal charities all year long. They send me a ton of stuff in the mail, and I look them up at Charity Navigator to make sure they're on the level. And once I find they're on the level, every month or two, usually every 2 months, I put some money, cash, because I don't want to write checks for everything. I put a little cash in the mail, and I mail it off to them.
Sure.
And I've been doing that for years. And my wife said, why don't you stick to local? I said, because animals need it all over the country. I mean,
they do.
Not just here. And they always send you this pathetic picture of a dog or a horse, or because I give to Equine Associates as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always send you the pathetic picture of them looking sad. So I put a little more in the envelope. So I have to add the Racine Zoo to my list.
Yes, you do. And if you do it before the 30th of April, then your dollars will count. Help us count towards this match.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow.
So
you can do it right online. And actually, some people drop us off a check because, you know, like you're paying in cash. You don't necessarily want to write a bajillion checks. And it's okay. Our office is open 7 days a week. So
it's not writing the checks. It's getting people to cash them in a timely manner so I can balance my checkbook. I used to write, and I'm not kidding you, 40 checks every 6 months to these animals. places, and also disabled vets in Boys Town are right there too. But I used to, and can we cash the check already? It's been 6 months. So I decided I'm not going to deal with that anymore. I put $5 or $10 in the envelope and I ship it off. But you,
if you send me a check, I will make sure I cash it tomorrow.
No, I'm going to do cash. I do cash. So what? Where do I, if I wanted to mail, I know I live about 4 blocks from you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just drop
you
it.
You can
off.
Mail a check, okay, and that address is 200 Gould Street. We're at the corner of Gould and Michigan, which is where our administration office is. So that's where all the mail goes.
53402. That's mine, 53402. And who do you address it to? Just Racine Zoo?
Racine Zoo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wrote it down.
You can do it online with a credit card. You can write a check. You can bring in cash. We take any and all kinds of payment. And we have just already been so blessed this year. So we're just going to kind of hit it hard as we go for this last week of money. And if you go on our website, you can see some of just a couple of things. Like for $50, that feeds our lynx for 2 weeks. $75 feeds our eagle for 4 days. Every animal's food and nutritional needs are individualized for each species and within the species for each animal. So, you know, it's everything. You know, we get shipments every day for different kinds of animal food coming in, whether it's grains or vegetables or meat, you know what I mean? So every animal, it's a complete science. Nutrition is a complete science for our animals here, and it takes money to make sure that everyone gets fed, just like yourself.
Where do you find vets to take care of some of these exotic animals? Where do you find a vet to take care of a giraffe?
Yeah, our vets have come from Bristol Veterinary Clinic, and they have been the zoo's vets for well over 30 years. So they know our animals, and most people that go to vet school can then do externships and things like that specifically to become a zoo vet. But every vet that's in a zoo doesn't know about every animal because they may not have ever had that challenge before. So zoos and aquariums share information really greatly. And so if we have an issue, we will talk to people that have that species at their place and say, hey, we have this as a challenge. What have you ever done? Well, we haven't had that challenge.
Hold on a second.
We have. You know what I mean? We all collaborate because it's for the good of the animals. We're all in for the animals.
Hold on 1 second, Beth. Hold on. We're talking to Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, 719 WRJN. WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, Refreshed, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. And you can also check out our podcasts at wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, YouTube podcast, or you go to WRJN.com. Just type in Don Rosen, and it'll pop right up there. So this will be podcast around 10 o'clock this morning. So if you miss any of this exciting information we're giving out, you can double check it. Like, what was that date? What did she say? What was the address? What time was that event? You'll be able to check it out with our podcast. If you have a question for our guest, Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, you can text me at 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. Man, I wish that had a name, you know, like a word to it. Like our phone number's got, you know, the last 4 digits spell out WRJN. But unfortunately, I tried to find out what 7445 spells, and it spells some really stupid words. So I decided not to use it. Would that be great if you had a phone number? Just dial Racine Zoo.
But yeah, that would be great.
Is there a Z on the phone? I know there's no Z.
I don't think there is.
No, you can't even spell zoo. All right, so Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, May 12th. Don't forget Mother's Day, all right, because you will be sorry. I don't know how you'll be sorry, but if you forget Mom,
you will be in trouble.
She will remind you that you forgot Mother's Day. Trust me, I've been there. So what's going on for Mother's Day at the zoo?
Yeah, so we've got a Mother's Day brunch that is just really, really popular. It's from 11 to 12:30. Moms get greeted with a flower. They get a nice brunch, catered food. Ivanhoe's is doing our food this year. It's scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, hash browns, you know, your nice, wonderful, what you really want to do for a brunch. And then, of course, the moms and the families, we get a photo for them. They get a commemorative family photo. Kids get to make crafts for their moms that the moms get to take home with them. They get to go feed the giraffes, hang out. It's just, you know, celebrating with any family out here is, to me, is just a very, very special. And we get tons of families. We already have 40 moms and their families that are signed up and ready to come in, and we still have room for some more, which is really great. And it's just a nice day for everybody to enjoy their families. And what I also like about it, it's the grandma, the mom, the, you know, the granddaughter, and in some cases the great-granddaughters, and the whole family comes. It's not just, you know, a couple of people. And, you know, that is just so special. I just love the generational groups that come out to this very community-minded zoo.
You know, the number one calling day, AT&T mentioned this years ago, number one day for phone calls in this country is Mother's Day. I mean, by far, it's number one. Father's Day is so far down the list. It's like 12th place. It's under, like, you know, Arbor Day and St. Swithin's Day. And then you got Father's Day underneath it. But Mother's Day is number one because, you know, and moms are, you know, fathers are important, but moms, there's some bond. You know, my mother once said that to me once. She goes, "I have never had a bond with somebody in this world as much as I have with you."
Oh.
And I said, "That is one. What about my brother?" "No, not my brother. Just you." And she did say that, by the way. No, she didn't. She didn't say. Well, actually, my brother's not listening, but she did say it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I worried about her all the time. My brother doesn't worry about anything in life. He just goes about his life. And he loves her. He took care of her. I mean, with nothing like that. But I'm the guy who called up 12 times a day. "Are you okay? Are you fine?" Worrying about her. And she was only like 5 minutes from me here in Racine. Okay,
right.
So Mother's Day, that's Sunday, May 12th from 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to 12:30. That sounds like a lot of fun. A Mother's Day she'll never forget either.
Absolutely. And then you get the picture and you feed a giraffe. I mean, it's just a wonderful day because everyone wants to hang out with their mom, but not everybody can spend all day, which is why it's 11 to 12:30. And then they hang out at the zoo or they go on their merry way or they do something else. But it's a fun day, and we love taking care of all the moms that come out to the zoo.
Let me ask you something. I know this isn't really breakfast stuff, but do you have to clean up giraffe poop on the ground? If they walk on the grounds, do they poop all over the place? Like a dog, do you have to clean that up all the time?
Well, our giraffes are in their exhibit and their wonderful space. Okay. So we do, but we do not have anybody else help us do that.
It's one of those curious things I just have to know. Yeah. All right, Bloody Mary Fest is coming up Saturday, May 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite events. Folks will get to come and taste anywhere from 8 to 12 Bloody Marys. It all depends on how many competitors that we have for that. We've got some celebrity judges. We've got the judges vote, the guests that are coming vote. They get to taste all the different Bloody Marys. And then, of course, they get beer chasers, because why wouldn't you here in the state of Wisconsin? Food is included. Bucket's second round is doing our food this year for that. And we've got a band. We've got a guy coming to play some great country music. You can get a VIP tent. It's like one of the most wonderful days out here. And it's 11 to 2 on Saturday the 18th. So you can come and taste Bloody Marys. You can hang out with the family, hang out with your friends. And it's just, you know, 3 hours of, you know, Bloody Mary tasting, which is great. So it's a great event for us. We'll have about 350 to 450 people here for that event.
And you get the ground.
It's a big event.
And you got the grounds for it. I mean, it's so huge.
Absolutely. We're up at our north end, our Land of the Giants, is the area that we're going to be at, right? Our pavilion and right north of our pavilion, for those people that know where that is. And it's just, this has never disappointed anybody. I love this event.
You know what my favorite event you held was the Chinese lights. I have all the pictures on my phone, and I look at them a lot. I took pictures of everything that night.
Nice. Yeah, that was a fun event. We'll do something like that again one of these days.
That's got to be a huge undertaking to do the Chinese lights.
It certainly was.
Because you can't have wires running everywhere because people are going to trip over them. So
right?
You got to hide the wires. The lights were fantastic. And it was just a short event for the for the winter time, and then it's all gone. And I can't picture what the zoo looked like because you go at night, and then it's all gone. And where was that again over there? I have all my pictures on my phone. And I just love looking at the pictures of those Chinese lights.
Right, it helps you remember where everything was for sure.
And everybody's kids are walking around with their mouths opened up, looking up like, oh, what is it? Wow, I can't believe this. Wow, Mom, we got to get this for our backyard. Whoa, this is really
there
good.
You go.
Okay, we've got a couple of more events to talk about.
Yes,
Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. It's a treasure. It's a Southeast Wisconsin treasure. Not every city is lucky enough to have a zoo. I mean, when I grew up in the Bronx, we had a zoo. But
right.
After that, this is the first zoo I've ever... Well, Milwaukee's got a nice zoo.
They have a great zoo.
Yeah, they got a really nice one up there. And Racine has a wonderful zoo, but not every city's got it. So, enjoy your treasure while you can. Beth Heidorn is here. We'll talk more with Beth. We got some more events coming up at the zoo we want to talk about. 729 WRJN Radio, becoming sunny today. Actually, it's still cloudy, so becoming sunny with a high near 43. Clear lows 34 tonight. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, we're still stuck at 39 degrees. Cloudy sky. Not cloudy skies. Cloudy sky. There's only one sky, right? All right. 729, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station, WRJN.
And I grew up in a normal family, so... It's just very different. Like when I was single, I used to use Irish Spring because I liked it. Then I met my wife, Erin. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower. She's like, oh, no. What is it? This is terrible. You cannot use this. That has aluminum in it. I didn't see any. She's like, no. You got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. It's free range. So I'm using her soap. First of all, it hurts because there's like little pebbles in it or something. I don't know. One time I was using it, it cut me. I look at the soap. There's a stick in the soap. I never found a stick in my Irish Spring. That's a big selling point when I buy soap. No sticks.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired again. No one can even begin to tell her. I hardly know what to say, but maybe it's better that way. Papa were here, I'm sure he'd tell her. Shannon is gone off the hook, she's drifting off to sin. She always loved to swim with. Maybe she'll find it.
636 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. And don't forget, today is a palindrome. That means our date is the same backwards and forwards, 4-24-24. Write it on a piece of paper, and you'll see it's 4-24-24 backwards and forwards. It's called a palindrome. I don't know how often it happens. It doesn't happen that often. Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. And I told Beth that I would tell the story about this song, Shannon. Did you ever hear that song before, Henry Gross?
I heard, once you played it, I'm like, oh, okay, I think I have heard of the song, but I'm very much looking forward to the story.
Okay, back in the 70s, Casey Kasem, who was the host of American Top 40, used to do dedications. And one of the dedications was to this woman's, I guess, dog died. And the dog's name was Shannon, and she wanted to dedicate this song to her dog who died, or somebody who died. Maybe it was somebody who died. And Casey Kasem said, I'm not doing it. By the way, I cannot say what he said because it was laced with profanity. Now, it didn't go on the air. It was while he was preparing to go on and record American Top 40. He said, I'm not doing another death dedication. Get this out of here. We're not going to do a death dedication again. I'm tired of doing death dedications. Every time I come in here, somebody wants to do a death dedication. Now, when I'm doing that, you got to keep in mind every curse word you can imagine was filled in while he was reading that.
Oh, no.
And it became folklore in radio. And you can actually hear the original one if you Google it. But this was the song that triggered it, Shannon by Henry Gross, because they wanted to dedicate the song to a dead animal or something like that. And he just went crazy. I'm not doing another death dedication.
Well, that's not good. People love their animals.
Well, he didn't want to do it. He wanted to keep the show upbeat. He didn't want to do a death dedication.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that was the song that triggered it, Shannon by Henry Gross. Notice how I didn't get all upset by it.
No, I appreciate that.
I'm very calm. But somebody, the engineer recorded this whole tirade. And now you can hear it on the internet. So Beth is here not to talk about tirades, but it was an animal thing, so I thought I'd bring up that cheery story.
I appreciate how you bring that stuff right back to the animals. Thank you.
Now, among the events coming up, Music at the Zoo this summer. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Music at the Zoo is actually going to be our second concert series. We have a tried and true Animal Crackers, which has been going on for over 35 years. Great lineup for the summer. We can talk about that another time. But we love music outside. We love music outside right on Lake Michigan. So we've been asked several years to do a second series. So we are, and it is, so there's actually 8 Wednesdays in the month, in the summer, where we are going to be having a concert at the zoo. And what I love about this is it's a little eclectic. Some of them are cover bands. We've got local folks. So we start off with Dancing Queen and ABBA Salute on June 26th. So it's a little earlier. Then we take a break for 4th of July, and then every beginning the 10th of July all the way through August 21st, there are 7 Wednesday concerts in a row. So it's a Music at the Zoo, then it's an Animal Crackers, a Music at the Zoo, an Animal Crackers, and all the way down. So other than ABBA, we've got Fire and Ice, a Pat Benatar show. We've got Respect, which is a tribute to Aretha Franklin. We're very excited about that one. And then just from south of us down in Kenosha, Betsy Adey and the Well-Known Strangers round out that particular concert series on the 14th of August. So it's the same drill. We open at 5:30. There will be food. We'll have a bar, all of that kind of stuff. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. They do one set, take a 15-minute break, and do another set. So we're very excited about this. And then we will, I love music outside any day of the week, so I'm excited to have 8 concerts. But Music at the Zoo is our new concert series.
Now, do you have to wear bell-bottom pants when you go to some of these concerts? Because I'm hearing ABBA, and I'm hearing Pat Benatar.
There will be people that will dress up for this particular series. I've already been told by folks that have bought tickets, don't be alarmed if I come like this. All right, you can wear that outfit. That sounds like a plan. So It is all good, and it's just kind of, you know, a lighthearted concert series. And then if this goes well, which we know and believe it will, we will do it again next year with a whole different set of four people.
Now, I remember wearing leisure suits back in the 70s.
Yes.
And the unfortunate part about that is I took some pictures back when I lived in Atlanta. We had some big concerts we sponsored. So I got a nice picture with Tony Bennett. I got a wonderful picture with Wayne Newton. I got all these pictures, except they're dressed in tuxedos, which look today, and I'm wearing a leisure suit, looks then. And I had a big afro haircut. And so I looked like I just walked out of The Simpsons. There's a character on The Simpsons who always does that, has that 70s look. That's what I look like. And, it, you know, look at that leisure suit. People say, you wore that to a concert? It's hard to believe, but that was the fashion then.
Right. That was the fashion.
And so I don't have my leisure suit anymore. My brother still has his Nehru jacket that he used to wear in the 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Super awesome.
I'll borrow his Nehru jacket and wear it, and maybe I'll find my leisure suit somewhere buried, hopefully.
I'm sure you could find something at a vintage clothing store, too.
Oh, please. I got a job at a radio station once, one of the biggest in America, too. And I got a job there, and I went for my job interview in a leisure suit. At
there
the time,
go.
I looked good in it. Those they were just terrible. They were polyester. They looked all, and they were the worst colors, too. They had that, like, powder blue.
Yep. I was going to say, was yours powder blue?
Or light tan. You know, even if you look at wedding pictures from the 70s with those big lapels that took up half the size of the tuxedo, with those big lapels they had on the tuxes, maybe I'll wear one of those.
I think you should.
No. They're going to say, gee, Don's been having mental problems lately. Wow. He must have some kind of dementia because he's living in the past. But anyway, so we got the music. And also, I'm involved in the Racine Concert Band. You have that at the zoo?
Yes, you are.
On Sunday nights during the summer, just a couple of weeks. And they do that at the band shell. So all this does take place at the band shell, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a lot of fun. And when does Animal Crackers kick in?
Animal Cracker starts on Wednesday, July 10th.
Do you know some of the acts that are going to be there?
I do. Well, I know all of the acts.
Well, give us some of the names.
All right, let me give you some names. So the first one we start off with is David Clark's All About Joel. So David Clark is married to Cindy Bradley, and Cindy has played here before. She's got the pink trumpet. So they're driving out from the East Coast for this particular concert. Him and I have talked about this for several years. So we're very excited about that. Then on Wednesday, July 24th, we have Rick Braun. And then Wednesday, August 7th, we have the Jimmies. And Wednesday, August 21st, we have Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. And we're bringing him back from last year because that was the concert where we had 300 people here because it was storming rain. He still played because he came. They just started a half an hour late. So it was great. And so we're bringing him back for more people than the 300 people that were here last year for it. But it's an exciting lineup again.
That's dedication when you can play in a storm.
Well, the storm was over when he played.
Oh, okay.
Just had to weather the storm until it cleared up because we do everything here, rain or shine.
Oh, that's great. And that Animal Crackers and... You can bring your own food, right?
You can bring your own food. You just can't, and you can bring water and soda. You just can't bring your own liquor. It's against my liquor license. I'd prefer to not shut down because someone was, you know, we've got plenty of stuff people to take care of people, so
and
they don't need to worry about that.
Don't bring your own
grill.
There's
a lot of people that, you know, bring a table full of food.
Yeah, but
and,
don't,
you know, I like to walk around and they all share with me, so it's great.
But don't bring a grill with you.
You cannot bring a grill, no.
People are going to bring, I got my griller. Hold on, I'll start up. A big flame.
We do not need that here.
And also, when you go to these events, pick up your own garbage at the end.
Yes, please.
All right. Now, I did poke my nose out. I told Beth I was going to poke my nose out the door to see what it was like. I thought it would be a little warmer. It actually got colder.
It's not going to be warm today. I'm kind of sad about that.
It's going to be I don't care because when I go home, I lock the door and I'm in.
Yeah.
And my wife says, well, you going to mow the lawn one of these days? Because I got it all last weekend. I got it all ready to go. It was too cold to mow the lawn. If I got to mow the lawn with a jacket on, it's too cold. But I should get out there and mow it. But anyway, so in just a few minutes, we're going to review all the events we talked about. We talked about the All In for the Animals, which do I have to, when I put it in the envelope, do I have to write, put a note in there? Like, this is for the animals. This isn't for Beth's lunch tomorrow. This is, do I have to put that?
It's preferable if you would write in there, this is for your, you all can even just say spring fundraiser.
Okay, good.
And whether you remember the name or not, that's what it is. It's our spring fundraiser. So go ahead and just say that, and we will be able to acknowledge you. So if you put your name and address in there, we send letters to everyone who donates from a dollar on up. It is, we send thank you notes to everybody because we want to acknowledge their thoughtfulness.
Yeah, and you know, I to say, oh, look, Don sent us money for our office party. This is really nice. Thank you very much. Oh, wait a second. It's not for that. It's for the animals.
Now, you can if you want to, but right now I need spring fundraiser dollars before I need an office party.
I am just astounded about the money it costs to feed and care for these animals. It's, you know, I used to look, when I went to the vet with my dogs, they say, well, it's $300. $300? And that's a dog. And and we had, at one time, four dogs at one time. And you can imagine what those vet bills were because they all needed care.
Right.
And so it was a constant thing. We went to North Shore Animal Hospital with our vet. What's his name again? I forgot. Oh, I what a great guy. He really loves animals. I can't think of the doctor. Well, I'll think of his name in a minute. Anyway, but I mean, just expensive.
Right.
And the admission cost to get into the zoo, don't cover it. Any money, it's actually the Racine Zoological Society, isn't it?
Yep, and everything that we raise stays right here at the zoo. Yeah. We reinvest in ourselves every day. So it is, for admissions right now, it is $11 for adults, $10 for seniors, $9 for kids. And there's events all the time. There's value-added events that are happening from Zoorific Saturdays to everything else. Or there's ones that are going to generate some funds for us, like Bloody Mary Fest or Mother's Day or our concert series.
Hold on just a second. I'm talking to Beth Heindorn of the Racine Zoo. She's the executive director. We'll do a wrap-up and get you all the lowdown. We'll review just in case you missed anything going on at the zoo. In just a moment, WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into
up on the roof. You know, Beth, my brother played with Benny King.
Oh my gosh, that's super fun.
Yeah, I got to play basketball with Benny King. My brother was, anybody came up to the East Coast, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, the Shangri-Las, the Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, you name the groups. So when they came on the East Coast, they needed a band, and my brother was always the backup band.
So
we're up at the Moulin Rouge Go-Go. This is back in the 60s. I'm a little kid. My brother let me hang around with him. And Benny King pulled up with his group, and he said, I got to warm up. How about a little game of basketball? And he pointed to me and said, you're with me. And so at 13 years old, I got to play basketball with Benny King from the Drifters.
Oh, I bet that was a great memory.
Yeah. Anyway, that's old. the shame is people, you say Benny King, people don't know who he was, but Stand By Me, Spanish Harlem, what a bunch of great hits he had. Especially right. with the Drifters, too, on Broadway. Yet. All right, let's do a quick review of all the events coming to our Racine Zoo. You ready?
We talked
about
it.
All for the Animals. Quick review of the donations, how they make them, and when you need them by, the matching funds, everything.
Yep. So All In for the Animals fundraisers are spring fundraiser from April 1 through the 30th. So we are just about a week left. All the money stays right here at the zoo. We've got amazing funders that are doing some matching gifts, Rood Family Foundation and Educators Credit Union. So whether it's a dollar, a hundred, or a thousand, every nickel counts here at the zoo for our wonderful animals that we have.
And they are wonderful. What'd you say? 300 animals to care for.
Yep.
75 unique species. I was wondering, yep. if the lion's got a toothache, how do you do that? You got to sedate them first, I would imagine.
Well, it depends on. Our animals are, what I love about our keeper staff and animal care staff is that they train the animals, so the animals are also part of their health care.
Oh, okay.
So as opposed to having to put an animal down, if you can do a training behavior that says maybe have them open their mouth so they can look in it, you know, from afar, but they can look in it, helps them to not have to do some of the things that were done in the past. And all of our animals are trained very well by our wonderful animal care staff for that very purpose.
Well, when I get a root canal, I got to be sedated.
yes, you do.
So I can imagine what it's like. And by the way, if you want to hear the lions in the morning, take a walk along the lakefront of Michigan Boulevard. In the morning, you can hear them roar.
You sure can.
Because when I still walk the dog, in the distance. And hopefully they weren't that close. But, yeah, you can hear them. Okay, so you got Mother's Day, the Mother's Day brunch coming up on Mom's Day.
Mother's Day brunch is Sunday, May 12th. And that is a great event for anybody. We've already got a lot of folks that have signed up for it. It is from 11 to 12:30. The moms get flowers. There's family photos. They get to feed giraffes. They get a great breakfast from Ivanhoe's. And it's just going to be a great day. We want people to sign up. We still have some room. We don't want people to forget about Mom. Never forget about Mom. So come on out, and that's 11 to 12:30. You can get any of those tickets at racinezoo.org. There's a big green bar at the top of that page, and just go to events, do the drop down, and you'll find Mother's Day brunch.
Bloody Mary Fest is coming up.
Bloody Mary Fest, yes, on Saturday, May 18th, a really great event. There's competitors. Tito's Vodka is our sponsor this year. It is from 11 to 2 p.m. It is, everyone gets to taste all the wonderful bloodies that are being prepared. There's music. Bucket Second Round is doing the food for that, a good bar food. And, of course, there's beer chasers because we are in Wisconsin. So everyone will get those, too. And it's just going to be a great event right up in our pavilion and right north of that.
Do you know where the name Bloody Mary comes from?
I don't.
There was a person, Mary the First. She was born in 1516, lived to 1558. She was known as Mary Tudor or Bloody Mary by her Protestant opponents. Was the Queen of England and Ireland from July of 1553 and the Queen of Spain as well. They nicknamed her Bloody Mary.
Huh.
I don't know what she did to deserve that name, but the dissenters...
I don't know.
Bloody
I now
Mary.
Need to find out.
And that's where the drink comes from, Bloody Mary.
And well, there we go. We'll be honoring her then.
That's kind of great. I'm sorry I know that information now.
I love the random facts you have in your head. It's great.
I had to look that one up. I knew there was a real person, Bloody Mary, but it's like one of these things, once I tell you, I can't untell you.
Okay, so I got you.
Okay, and we've got the concert series coming up as well. Let's talk about that.
Music at the Zoo, it starts on June 26th. It's also a Wednesday night, so June 26th, July 17th, July 31st, and August 14th. We have a great Dancing Queen and ABBA Salute Band to kick us off on June 26th. We've got a Pat Benatar cover band on July 17th, an Aretha Franklin one on July 31st, and just south of us from Kenosha, Betsy Aday, and the well-known Strangers. Gates open at 5:30, concerts start at 7. You can buy individual tickets, or you can buy season tickets for our Music at the Zoo concert series.
And Animal Crackers kicks in when? That's way down the line, though.
Yeah, Animal Crackers kicks in on Wednesday, July 10th. And that, again, is going to be an amazing concert series. It's one of our tried and true events. So we're really much looking forward to that. We've got David Clark's All About Joel kicking us off on Wednesday, July 10th. Rick Braun on Wednesday, July 24th. The Jimmys on August 7th. And Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience, who got rained out last year, is coming on Wednesday, August 21st, to end our event.
And I just want to remind everybody, and when I host the band concerts or the Racine Band during the summer, we have to remind everybody, you're only a guest at the zoo. The actual residents, you know, are the real people who live, or the real people, the real residents of the zoo, the animals.
Right.
And so you're just a guest there. So if you bring kids with you, they can't roam around. They've got to stay with you. Don't let them, it's not free range.
Right, and I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah,
and we look forward to having you hosting the Racine Concert Band this summer as well.
We'll be there. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director at the Racine Zoo, always welcome here. This is your home to promote anything you want, and we'll talk more about the events as we get closer to them, okay?
Sounds great, Don. I appreciate you. Have a marvelous day.
You too, Beth. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Say hi to the animals for us.
I shall.
All right, kiss them goodnight. Thank you, Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo. All right, Hometown Radio. Overpress, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow.